Whoa, it's
Love
showtime.
Talk
This is
Radio.
Wrestling Discussions. I'm Dan. He is Chuck. You can follow us on Facebook, Wrestling Discussions Group. Or you can also listen to us right here on Blog Talk Radio at Wrestling Discussions. I'm having a little trouble right now patching him in, but just give me a second.
Yeah, you can. I'm here.
Are you there?
I am here. Tonight we are going to be talking about WrestleMania 31.
Oh, yeah, it was a great pay-per-view, guys. How'd you like it?
Well, we'll start out with that pre-show matches. That four-way tag team.
Elimination, right? Was it?
I don't think it was elimination.
No, no, that was a house show right before the pay-per-view. But go on.
Personally, I thought Tyson Kidd and Cesaro were heavy favorites coming in, but the Usos were right up there with them.
Yes, they were. You know, I was really glad Tyson Kidd and Cesaro won. That was amazing.
Well, let's go on to that Andre the Giant Memorial.
Oh, yeah. You know, right out of the bat, like I said before, I wanted Curtis Axel. I was full Axel Mania. But, man, did they throw him out quick.
But you know what? It did take 29 men to throw out Axel Mania.
Oh, yeah. 29 guys to throw that little guy out. I could have seen, you know, everybody gaining up on Big Show. But in the end, it was a big guy that won.
But you got to give it to Sandow. Or, I'm sorry, Mizdow.
Mizdow. Him and Miz, they got their little moment right at the end. I liked it. It was awesome.
Awesome. You know what? I like that he threw out the Miz like that. I thought it was a great thing that he did break away from the Miz like that. But you got to remember, he is what he is. He's an impressionist. They haven't given him a real character yet. When they do, I think he'll soar.
Yeah. I really see big things in the future for Mizdow. That's for sure.
Well, let's go on to that Intercontinental title ladder match.
Oh, you know, I really think they stole the show right there.
It was epic. Man, Ziggler and Bryan and even Wade Barrett all put on a great show. Luke Harper was awesome filler in that match.
Hey, even R-Truth, he got a few ladders. He attempted to climb them, but he was definitely scared of heights.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't pull out the little midget ladder and try to jump for the belt or something, but they didn't have no room for comedy in that match. It was all action.
Yes, it was action-packed. Next match, who was in that? That match, that was the Bellows, AJ Lee and Paige.
Yeah, and you know what? Even for being a bathroom break women's match, that one was really good. And it came out the way it should have. The better wrestlers won.
I stayed out of the bathroom on that one, as a matter of fact. That was a good match. I enjoyed it. But in the end, I was really happy to see AJ Lee and Paige win that. And they never got an argument or fought each other, which is very good. What was that next match? Come on now. Anybody?
The Sting and Triple H.
Third
match.
Sting and Triple H. That was a great match. They put on a show. The entrances were amazing.
You know what? Entrances, their performance aside, what about those run-ins?
Oh, man. So first you got DX, and then you knew somebody was going to come out in that, and then it was NWO. Awesome. I was really, honestly, I was waiting to see a few other guys come out. Oh, and then Shawn Michaels came out. Somebody should have came out to offset him. My perfect selection for that would have been Ric Flair, because he could have gone either way. He's friends with both. But it was good the way it was. Even though Sting lost.
But that's that ego trip, not wanting to give in, not wanting to let WCW have a moment at all, ever. So
yep.
They're not going to give that extra Ric Flair to Sting. They're going to leave it lopsided towards Triple H. And you got to remember, that's just the way it's going to be, because WWE is the way WWE is.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. But we've got to move on to the next match. Randy Orton and Seth Rollins. Amazing match. You know, that's right up there with that Intercontinental Ladder match. I think they also stole the show.
Randy Orton, though, man, being able to pull that RKO out of anywhere.
Hashtag out of nowhere.
The guy is amazing with that. I thought that one where he drew Seth in like the snake he is and struck.
Like, yeah, very good match.
Well, what was that next match?
John Cena and Rusev. I'm surprised they didn't give John Cena any special entrance. I did like, however, that they gave the special entrance to Rusev. That was appropriate, being champion.
I think it was a good way to send him off, knowing he was going to lose the title. I mean, you got to give it to him. The boy did it with class. I mean, they did do a little Lana interference causing it, but... I mean,
yeah,
for the most part,
give her a wrestling moment too, WrestleMania moment.
Yeah, but for the most part, Cena won that match, and he even pulled off a new move in there too. You know, his little WrestleMania moment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Undertaker and Bray Wyatt. Last week on the trial run, I did say I was 100% all in for Bray Wyatt. But when I saw The Undertaker come out, it was The Undertaker of old. And I don't just mean old as in last year's WrestleMania. This was like borderline American badass Undertaker. New look. He looked great.
Yeah, he came back in 100% better shape than when he came in for Brock Lesnar. He was tired and didn't want to be there for Brock Lesnar. For Bray Wyatt, he was invigorated. He was ready to go. He was dead man of old. He was almost that American badass. He was just missing his big bike.
Yeah, that would have been a long ride, big stadium. That would have been awesome.
You know what? That's one thing I was sad to not see, is him pull out something like the last ride on Bray Wyatt. That would have been awesome.
He is getting old, you know, plain and simple. There's only so much he can still do, and that's why it's one match a year. I don't like it, but I like seeing him, so I'll deal with it.
Yeah, and that's why he went to doing that Hell's Gate and just doing the Tombstone, not doing the Chokeslam anymore. He only does old school once a match. You know, but we're trailing. We got to get on to that next match.
Oh, yeah. That was the main event. Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns. What a fight. Brock Lesnar came. He conquered. He put on a good show. It was like a clinic, honestly. Then you got Roman Reigns. He brought it, too. He showed me that he can be there at the top. He should be champion. But we know how that ended.
Yeah, that was an amazing thing. First time for that briefcase for someone to cash it in during a match and pin the challenger, not the champion. But they stated when he cashed it in that it turned it into a triple threat match so he could pin either opponent. But you got to give him credit. He kicked Roman Reigns out of the ring, and he tried. He curb stomped Brock Lesnar twice before he tried to pin him both times, couldn't get it before he ended up curb stomping Roman Reigns to get the win. But Roman Reigns was just so beat up, so much was taken out of him. I don't even know if he could have made a pin on Brock Lesnar, let alone gotten another move on him. But you got to give it to Roman Reigns. That boy showed he's got heart, and he's going to be the champion in the next 6 months.
Hey, and then when Reigns got kicked out of the ring by Rollins, I instantly thought he was double-crossing the authority, and the Shield was back together, push him out of the way subtly, take the title. It's all in the family. It's all good, right? But then Reigns got in the ring, speared Lesnar, and then got curb stomped by Rollins. 1, 2, 3, champ.
Yeah, and that's the end of WrestleMania, walking out with Seth Rollins as champ. Then we're going to get to Raw.
With 24 hours later, I'd love having Raw the next night.
You know what? That Raw after WrestleMania is always amazing. And you got to get
it. Programming for the last 2 months has gotten a lot. Even the Divas matches, let them fight. They're doing a lot better. I'm staying out of the bathroom next time just to see what happens.
I don't know, but you got to give it Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman opening it up, the show. And not getting mad about how it ended, but asking for his rematch right away. I respect that. Brock Lesnar is a man of his word. He looked beat up, too. I don't know if he would have been ready to take it. I mean, he could have took it back from Seth Rollins, but I don't know if he was ready to take it back and defend it again anytime soon.
Hey, but then, right after that, 20-minute segment, opening Raw every time, talk, talk, talk. We get into a good match, Daniel Bryan versus Dolph Ziggler. That was a great match. And then having Wade Barrett on commentary, I think he makes it even better.
But then at the end of the match, Daniel Bryan holds him off, wins that match. Great match. But at the end
of
that match,
Ziggler gets attacked from behind by Wade Barrett. Man, he came in with that bull hammer. Bam! But who comes to save him out of nowhere? Sheamus. The Viking. Seriously, the Viking? Did you see that look he had? Oh, that beard with the braided things on his chin. I did like that mohawk.
You know, you gotta give respect to anybody that'll rock the hawk. And you know what? His looked pretty good, even though he's got a lot of heat for it because people just don't like that look. I think it's he looks more almost like a pirate with those things in his beard. And if you notice, the two center poles are actually Celtic. They're for his heritage. He is still Irish, you know.
Yes, you're right. We're going to jump right into the next match. 8-man tag, Cesaro and Kidd, and the Ascension together. That was cool. Against the Lucha Dragons and a New Day. New Day sucks.
But you know what? The Lucha Dragons make up for it, and I'm glad they came up as the Lucha Dragons, not some other characters that the WWE wanted to throw at them, like an Adam Rose or a Fandango.
Hey, maybe a gay hairstylist. That's what they wanted Kalisto to be. I'm so glad somebody changed their mind on that. And who came out the victors on that? The Ascension and Cesaro and Kidd. I really liked it. The champions won. They made the Ascension look good. It was great.
I could have swore Kalisto got the pin on one of the members of the Ascension, though, didn't they?
Oh,
because
am I wrong?
They gave Yeah, I think so. I think Kalisto won that match for the Ascension and New Day. New Day, Kofi Kingston looked good, don't get me wrong. And, I mean, everything was going good for the Ascension and Kid and Cesaro, but they pulled the champion thing. They kind of ran away and let the Ascension lose it for them.
You know what? You're totally right about that. I was wrong. Lucha Dragons and a New Day to victory. Thank you.
You know, and you know,
a special fact about that match, 5 of the 8 competitors were from NXT and were champions.
You know what? You got to give it, though. Kid has been in NXT a lot. And so has Xavier Woods. Kofi Kingston is really one of the only ones. Him and, he's pretty much the only one that hasn't really been in NXT that much. The
right.
rest of them all did stints down there. And they all worked together very well. The match was great. But I think the team that needed the push got the win, and that was the Lucha Dragons. And I don't think they wanted to give them a singles win against either the Ascension or Tyson Kidd and Cesaro because that would have made them drop even more. But in an 8-man tag like that, it was a perfect way of getting them that boost without dropping either team too far.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But on the NXT note, let's get on to that Adrian Neville coming up as Neville.
I saw that promo. I expected it maybe on Thursday to have him debut, but they brought him out an hour later. That was so cool. But now they're calling him Neville, and they dropped the first name. I am not in favor of that at all. I am in favor of the fact that he came up victorious.
You know what? I get why they're dropping his first name, though. They don't want his heritage to get involved. And that Adrian name, it makes him look too Irish. They got the Irish guy in Sheamus. They got that English guy in Wade Barrett. They don't need another intercontinental-type wrestler out there. They want him as the high flyer, the new Evan Bourne, the guy that's going to come out of nowhere and just be like, yeah, and splash.
Yeah. I get that. And devastation happened right after that. Brock Lesnar came out. He destroyed everybody and everything. And Michael Cool, wow, his health is up in question now. We don't know.
Is Byron Saxton going to get that push? Who's going to be the next commentator to come up? Are they going to bring somebody like Corey Graves to the main roster to actually commentate a show?
I don't know. But to end that segment, I'm really glad to see Brock Lesnar get suspended. Get rid of him.
You know what? That's a 6 to 12 month vacation where they can give somebody else the belt without having to worry about him beating somebody up and hurting wrestlers.
Hey, and as we were talking about stealing the show earlier, we got to segue into that next match right here. The Mizdow, he stole the Miz's entrance, his video, his jacket, his glasses. He even stole a victory from Stardust. But then at the end, he gets beat up by the Miz. The Miz comes out and attacks him. Huh?
You know what, though? Even with The Miz sucker-punching him and getting him in the skull-crushing finale, to see how Mizdow got that skull-crushing finale on Stardust so quick and fluid and hit it like he did, oh, man, that was amazing. He does it so much better than The Miz. They should rename that for Mizdow, for Sandow.
Yeah. Cena, he had a U.S. title open challenge Monday night. That was cool. I was pretty surprised as to who answered that challenge. The Lunatic Fringe, Dean Ambrose.
You know what? Truthfully, that really didn't surprise me too much. That's been a year coming. They were supposed to have a feud in around SummerSlam last year, but that got pushed back because Daniel Bryan got hurt. And maybe now this is the way to bring it into them having a big feud, a rivalry over that belt that Dean Ambrose used to hold when he was in the Shield.
Yeah. And then we had Rusev beating Goldust. That was a snooze fest, I gotta say. Considering Rusev was undefeated for how long? I'm really disappointed in that match. It was boring.
You know, it was a squash match. I hate to say it for Goldust. He's a veteran, a ring general. But he was in a squash match with a guy that's just on a tirade. He just lost his title, just had his first pinfall loss against another wrestler. And it does hurt.
And then in the end, last Monday night, he lost to Cena. Wait, what are we talking about here? I'm sorry. While you were talking, I was off having an RVD, if anybody knows what that means.
Well, you know, we do got to talk about what we think is going to happen on SmackDown now, because we pretty much covered all of Raw.
No. There was, got to say, there was a Divas match. Yawn. I can't even tell you who was in it or who won.
You know what? AJ Lee, Paige, and they had Naomi as their third tag team partner, faced off with the Bellas and my personal favorite, Natty Neidhart.
You
know what?
You
know what? I didn't like the match. You are right. They didn't showcase enough of Paige and AJ, their pure wrestling talent, or Natty's pure wrestling talent. It was pretty much just a show of AJ and Paige and Naomi just getting one more step on those other three, being the Bellas and Natty. It kind of sucks. The good guys won again. And when Naomi won, it was weird. She played the old Funkadactyl music, not the Usos music. So what does this chick want to be? Does she want to be a Funkadactyl, an Uso?
I don't think that had anything to do with her. I think somebody on audio was also having an RVD.
Well, we do got to talk about the whole reason Brock Lesnar got suspended, though, was that Seth Rollins running away. But how did you like his title without his plates on it, with the WWE plates?
Probably only the second time I've seen it with WWE plates on it. I like them, but I like seeing the personalization of the champion on that title. And the title was scheduled to be defended, but as we said, Brock Lesnar got suspended, and Seth Rollins still had to wrestle. He teamed up with the Big Show and Kane and made Randy Orton find two partners. Was he able to or not?
You know what? Randy Orton might not have friends, but Seth Rollins has a lot of enemies. And when you got enemies, it's not hard to find help. Because the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And yeah, he did find two guys. First one to volunteer, that man, Ryback. That second man to volunteer, you really didn't know who it was until the match. And that boy comes out of the crowd.
Oh, yes. Roman Reigns coming out of the crowd. I love that. He comes into the match. He dominated.
Yeah, for all 5 minutes he was in the match. Out of a 30-minute match. They pretty much kept Randy Orton in the match the most of the time. And they beat him down. But he did get his licks in. You did see Ryback in there. But I think Roman Reigns was a little sore after his match.
A little. A lot. But they did. Randy Orton, Ryback, and Reigns, they did come out victorious. It was nice. It's going to set up for a good rematch here and there between a few of these guys later down the road. Maybe SmackDown. We don't know. But that is a great segue because that is what our next show is going to be about. It's going to air tomorrow night, same time, 9 p.m., right here on Block Talk Radio, Wrestling Discussion Podcast Episode 2. This will be all about our predictions to what's going to happen next, Thursday, Monday, and so on.
But you got to remember, we do got to talk about that world title hunt because a lot of people have singles victories over people like Randy Orton, Seth Rollins, and Roman Reigns. And all of them guys can be mentioned in the number one contender match against Seth Rollins because, hey, they hold victories over the guy. Bray Wyatt could be mentioned in that because he's up there and has won matches against those guys. The world title hunt without Brock Lesnar is so many more people now. It opens it up. And that will be talked about on our next episode, too, because that is a great issue to talk about.
Yes, it is. A very good issue. But we got a few more to talk about, too. Another one was going to be a guest that I was hoping to announce for a future episode. I was not able to lock the deal quite yet, but we will be tying the knot on this very soon. I'm not going to tell you who it is because I don't want to disappoint anybody at all.
Yeah, but we got to talk about those other mid-card titles that are being pushed by major stars like Cena and Bryan. Who's going to be in line for that Intercontinental title fight? Who is going to be the top guy for that U.S. title if Rusev doesn't cash in that rematch? Who will they push to fight
that
guy?
I got to say, there's too many guys and not enough titles. The best answer for this would be to have a pay-per-view dedicated to one type of match. Yes, I know TNA did that in the past, but we need to really bring back a great match, and that match was the Elimination Chamber. Every single match will be decided in the steel. Wouldn't that be amazing?
That would be awesome. But you got to remember, WWE has done that too. Survivor Series. They had a great tradition with that. I wish they would bring that pay-per-view back. And to have an Elimination Chamber that was actually all Elimination Chambers matches would be amazing. And you could have them for number one contenderships, actual titles, have the matches mean something, and then it will be a bigger thing. If you don't want to defend the titles, have it for number one contenders. Be about
that
it.
That would also be a great idea. I like that.
I mean, do tournaments on whole pay-per-views, like an old King of the Ring style, because you got to remember, these are the future. But you got to bring back some of the past. But it is time to go. We got to wrap this up.
Yeah, you're right. We're getting down here to about a minute and 15 seconds, so we really got to emphasize the fact that tomorrow night, 9 p.m., we are having another show. Tune in. And then, right after this episode, you know, I'm jumping around here. I got to tell you, I am nervous. This is our first show. Give us a shout-out. Go on Facebook. Join our group, Wrestling Discussions. Spell it SSS at the end. There are three S's because somebody else had one. I made my own. I had to make it special. Go on there. Let's chat about the show. We'll see you there. Thank you.